بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters and brothers at home listening over the receiver, our ulama and mashayikh have mentioned that to take the name of Allah, ek bari dawlat hai. It is a great ni'mat, bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a great treasure. It is some wealth, something absolutely valuable, priceless, that Allah has given us, or Allah gives us the opportunity to take His name. It is a dawlat. Dawlatmand person is a person who is wealthy. So Allah gives us the chance to take His name. This is a bari dawlat. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah mentioned this, that to take the name of Allah, bari dawlat. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes naraz with any person, when Allah's qahr, azab is on a person, Allah deprives that person of taking His name. We are so fortunate, despite our weaknesses, despite our shortcomings, deficiencies, Allah still gives us a chance to take His Mubarak name. And inshallah we will oil our spiritual hearts, our souls, with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That life, جو گزری زندگی اللہ کی یاد میں وہی زندگی ہے بس یہی زندگی میری زندگی ہے حضرت عارف باللہ اور شیخ مرشد حضرت مختار صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ mentioned that life spent in the yard of Allah, yard means in the remembrance of Allah, that is true life. And that is the life, that is my زندگی جو غفلت میں گزرے. But that life which has been spent in غفلت, person becomes negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no Allah in his life. There is no attachment to the masjid. There is no attachment to Quran, to salah, to dhikr, tilawat, sunnat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There is no love for the sharia, to act upon the shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't give acting upon the shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preference over everything else. Deen is something secondary to him. Remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is in his business, in his dealings, in his social conduct, there is no Allah in his life. A disbeliever, he is on the highest limit or extent of ghaflat. There is no Allah in his life at all. When we are traveling, how do we commence our journey? This masnoon duas, Bismillahir Rahmanir Subhanalladhi sakharana hadha wa ma kunna alhamdulillah we read Allahu Akbar. Masnoon duas we read. During travel, masnoon duas. When we reach our destination, there is a dua too. When we read, when you're entering a village or a town, when we're returning also there is duas. All the time, a mu'min is reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we sit to eat, Bismillahi wa barakatillah. During eating, there's duas. When you finish eat, there's duas. All the time we are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We go to sleep also. And a disbeliever, he goes to sleep. Nothing else. No, there's no Allah in his life. He wakes up in the morning, no Allah in his life. So, the a'la ghaflat is a life of a disbeliever. There's no Allah in his life. And the a'la hayat, the highest extent of life, is that of that believer who spends every second in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Har aan aur faan mein Allah ki yaad mein wo masroof rehte hain. It doesn't mean that every second of his life now he is taking a tasbih and saying Allah, Allah, Allah. No. What it means, that he's conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even when he's with his family, even when he's with his friends, even in the masjid, out of the masjid, in his factory, in school, in his madrasa, his workplace, overseas, wherever he is, So he is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is always attached to deen, to sharia, to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is conscious of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah is watching me. I have to please my Allah. It is time for salah, so I must give preference to my salah now. I haven't made my dhikr, I haven't finished my dua, I haven't finished my tasbihat, so let me finish my ma'amulat. And he takes pleasure in doing these things. So that is the ala, highest maqam, the pinnacle of hayat, real life. أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيِنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجِ مِنْهَا. Allah gives a parable, an example. The dead person who was dead, meaning he had no iman, no Islam, he had disbelief. He lived a life of misguidance. He was astray. Allah says, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيِنَاهُ. Then we gave him life, meaning we gave him iman, hidayat. Now he became a believer. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ. And then we gave him light, the light of Islam, the light of hidayat. We got the marifat of Allah, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's walking now amongst the people. This person who was dead, who was astray, and he was blessed with hidayat and guidance, now he becomes a mu'min. He becomes a person who is in the yard of Allah, in the remembrance of Allah. كَمَمْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. Can he be like that person who is in darknesses? Darknesses of ghaflat, kufar, shirk, completely. He's in total darkness. Can the both be the same? And such darkness that he cannot even come out of. لَيْسَ بِخَارِجِ مِنْهَا. So Allah has given us the chance to oil our souls with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to kindle this light within us, this light of iman which Allah has given us, to make us, to remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ni'mat of Allah, the qudrat of Allah, the power of Allah. In these times of difficulties, many times a person becomes unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? Because of a weak yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The tawakkul and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala somehow, somewhat goes weak. But when a person makes dhikr of Allah, when he says la, it means nothing in the world. He's negating every power, every single power. He's saying la to all those things. Illallah, only Allah. And therefore, dhikrullah brings in our hearts, again, i'timad upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shauq of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pondering over the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we forget, we have used all the asbab, the means, and still we have not become successful. Still we are failing. We forget the creator of all these asbab, and that is Allah. That is Allah. So all the time, we have to remind ourselves of Allah. And we remind ourselves of Allah, He is our creator, then we realize who are we? We are the ibad of Allah. We are Abdul Rahman, Abdullah. We are Ibadur Rahman. We are slaves. And then when we realize that we are slaves, then where are we? We are in this world, this temporary world, this world with all its sicknesses, difficulties, problems, whatever it has come with. All will come to an end one day. Must come to an end. There is absolutely no misery, wretchedness, difficulty, pain, suffering, sickness, disease, illness in Jannat. No illness whatsoever. There is no noise, there is no pain, there is no suffering. It is a place of salam. Peace, Darus Salam. Wallahu yad'u ila Daris Salam. Allah invites you to the house of peace, tranquility, serenity. It is only pleasure, happiness, enjoyment forever and ever and ever. Yes, Jahannam, place of misery, shrieking, shouting, screaming, pain, suffering. And the pain of Jahannam is billion times more than the pain and suffering now in this world. May Allah protect us. But this dunya, with all its difficulties, that is why Rasulullah mentioned the hadith in the chapter on sabr. Ulama and mashayikh, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah has mentioned in Riyadu Salihin, in the chapter of sabr, the hadith where ma yusibul muslima, ma yusibul muslima min nasabin wala nasab. So no fatigue afflicts a Muslim. No tiredness afflicts him. No sickness afflicts him. No grief afflicts him. No worry afflicts him. No misery and pain and difficulty afflicts him. To such an extent that little thorn that pricks his feet or pricks his body. Except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe out his sins. Any pain a person goes through in this world, whatever misery, whatever calamity, Allah then wipes out the person's gunas and sins because of any type of pain, sorrow, grief, hardship, even a thorn pricking him. Allah just wipes out his sins. Now in Jannat, in the hereafter, there is no pain whatsoever. No pain whatsoever. And therefore, respected brothers and elders and our mothers, we have to remind ourselves that don't forget, sometimes when a person is going through difficulties, he is looking everywhere else besides towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn our direction to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is most powerful. There is no power greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use the means that Allah has provided you, the jais means, the permissible means, but again, not becoming negligent of musabbibul asbab, the creator of these means, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we make dhikrullah, la to all those powers, la to everything in the filth in our heart, la to that the spiritual maladies that we have, that anger, the pride, the jealousy, the malice, the filth, love of dunya. Illallah, that we fill our hearts with the marifat of Allah. That sukoon we get in our heart, that peace when you take Allah's name. So beautiful, so beautiful. And inshallah, like this, we will oil our souls. And we will build that nur in our heart, that nur that will enable us then to do amal salihah, and will give us the strength and the fuel and the taqat to refrain from sins. So dhikrullah is so important. Hazrat Thani Ramzal mentioned to one of his murid who wrote about dhikrullah, he had some experience, some difficulty. So Hazrat Thani Ramzal said, at all costs, don't leave out dhikrullah. Allah ka dhikr kabhi na chorna. Don't ever leave dhikrullah. May Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq of becoming true dhakirin. Look at the ulama and mashayikh of the past, the salaf salihin. The amount of dhikrullah they made, the amount of dhikrullah, the Allah ki yaad that they had in their zindagi. And look at the Allah's yaad we have in our lives. May Allah take us out of ghaflat. May Allah give us that hayat with Arif Billah Kim Akhtar Sahib Rahman says, بس وهي زندگی میری زندگی ہے. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وسيد الدروس الشريف وسيد سيدنا محمد. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله
إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 Hadiri, Allah, Nadiri, Allah, Shahidi, Allah, Ma'i. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين يا الله ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما يا الله ہم بہت کمزور ہیں ہم ضعیف ہیں يا الله ہم بیمار ہیں يا الله يا الله ہمیں بہت ظاہری بیمار باطنی بیماری ہے يا الله يا الله ہم تو بہت عاجز ہیں يا الله يا الله but you are not عاجز يا الله يا الله we are helpless we are weak يا الله You are most powerful, you are Aziz and Hakim, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Ghalib, we are Maghloob, my Allah. Nothing overpowers you, my Allah. Nothing overpowers you, my Allah. Nothing overpowers you, my Allah. You have got everything in your control, my Allah.
Allah, our lives are in your control, my Allah. You are the creator of the entire universe, my Allah. Everything that's in the universe is yours, my Allah. Everything only works with your permission, with your command, my Allah. Nothing can take place without your idhan, without your hukam, without your amr, without your permission, my Allah. Allah, every particle is under your control, my Allah. Allah, the angels are under your control, my Allah. Jinnah, Allah, the animals, mankind, the plants, the rivers, the mountains, Allah, the oceans, the birds, the insects, my Allah. Every single leaf also, my Allah, is in your control, my Allah. You have knowledge of every single thing. My Allah, we have become ghafil of you, my Allah. Allah, we have become ghafil of you, my Allah. Our actions have shown only ghaflat, my Allah. Our hearts have become ghafil, my Allah. Our dealings, my Allah. Ya Allah, our social conduct, my Allah. Our akhlaq, my Allah, has moved away from that which Rasul-e-Pak has taught us, my Allah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they lived a pious life, ayat and tayyibah, my Allah. Ya Allah, they committed no sins, my Allah. Ya Malik al-Kareem, my Allah. The Salaf-e-Salihin, Sahaba radiyallahu anhu majma'in, they lived pious life, my Allah. Ya Allah, if they made a mistake, immediately they turned to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, they made such tawbah, my Allah, that you praise them, ya Allah, in the Quran, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the time before, ya Allah, Fajr, they would be making istighfar, my Allah. They would at night, sana for tahajjud, my Allah. During the day, they'd be engaging your dhikr, my Allah. All the time, they had the consciousness of you, my Allah. They lived a life full of ta'at and ibadat, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, this deen came to us, my Allah, with such sacrifices, my Allah. Allah, our forefathers made sacrifices even in this country, my Allah. Our grandparents made sacrifices for us, my Allah. They established masajid and madaris and makatib, my Allah. Deen came in this country, my Allah. Deen began to flourish, my Allah. Such that almost every single road and every street has a hafiz of the Quran. Eh, Malik Kareem, you give us be-shumar ni'mats, my Allah. Allah, you give us be-shumar ni'mats, my Allah. Ya Allah, you allowed us to call our adhan, my Allah, from the minaras, my Allah. Ya Allah, you allowed us to perform our salat in your masajid, my Allah. Ya Allah, you allowed a woman folk to wear hijab, my Allah. Ya Allah, you allowed us to do so many things, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, but we were ungrateful to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we were ungrateful to you, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, we are making ruju to you again, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, when Qiyamah is going to take place, we do not know. When Maut is going to strike, we do not know. Ya Allah, we have seen in the recent past so many janazas, Ya Allah. So many people have passed away, people who we knew, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, my Allah. Next will be our turn, my Allah. Who is next only you know, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have not even prepared to meet you, my Allah. We have not prepared sufficiently to meet you, my Allah. Ya Allah, what is going to happen then, my Allah? We will come empty-handed before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you will say, I gave you such chances, my Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us such opportunities, my Allah. You gave us a zindagi. But instead of making a proper zindagi, true life, hayatan tayyibah, Ya Allah, we made it a hayat of ghaflat, my Allah. Ya Allah, shaitan will become happy then, my Allah. Shaitan will become happy. Ya Allah, if we are not forgiven, my Allah, shaitan will become happy, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, O Nabi Kareem, soon become sad then, my Allah. Because he made sacrifices, my Allah. He shed his blood for us, my Allah. In sajda, he would cry and cry. Allahumma ummati. Allahumma ummati. Allahumma ummati. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, Ya Allah, when our amal is presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he must be feeling, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us. Forgive every single ummati. Every single ummati, my Allah. Every single male, every single female, my Allah. In the entire world, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are the greatest of sinners, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is the night of Friday, my Allah. It's a Mubarak night, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are not bound by time, my Allah. Ya Allah, you're not bound. Ya Allah, nobody can force you and compel you to do anything, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, we are just making a humble plea, my Allah. We are begging you, my Allah. We are tapping at your door, my Allah. Ya Allah, when we enter the masjid, we say, Allahumma aftahli abwaab rahmatik. Ya Allah, we're making that dua. Allah, open the doors of your mercy for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, shower us with your mercy, my Allah. Make us become nek and salih and pious and righteous now, my Allah.
Ya Allah, we do not know when maut is going to strike, my Allah. Before maut comes to us, help us, Ya Allah, to make tawbatan nasuha. Sincere tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a tawfiq of doing such good amal, amal is saliha that you are pleased with. Grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat now, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in iman, maut in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Park, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the holy kuthul water from Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab, protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitna of Dajjal, my Allah. Protect us, our families, my Allah, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, my Allah. Ya Allah, our musalleen, muta'alliqeen, ya Allah, our friends, my Allah, protect all of us from the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooleen, my Allah. Ya Malik Kareem, grant all of us, ya Allah, we have raised our hands, my Allah. Our brothers and mothers and sisters listening at home, wherever they are, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat. Grant us afiyat. Ya Allah, grant us afiyat. Salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Ya Allah, let our tongues be moist in your dhikr, my Allah. Help us to make tilawat of the Quran and send durood upon Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help us to make your tasbih correctly, my Allah, and your ibadat correctly. Ya Allah, make us establish our salah, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not take away this ni'mat again from us, my Allah. After you have brought us back to the masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make any conditions come now, my Allah. Don't make any conditions come now, my Allah. And again, Ya Allah, we have to go back home and the masajid are closed. Ya Allah, you have promised, my Allah. You have promised, my Allah. La in shakartum la zidannakum. Ya Allah, you have said, oh banda, if you make shukr, I will increase you in the ni'mat. Malik e Kareem, we are making shukr to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making shukr to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making shukr to you, my Allah. Don't it ever happen, my Allah, that our masajid are closed again, our madaris are closed, my Allah. Ey Malik e Kareem, Ya Allah, fulfill all our jaiz murad. Ya Allah, each one sitting here has got so many hajat and needs. Our mothers and sisters have different needs, my Allah. Fulfill each person's needs, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove our worries, our problems, my Allah. Our hardships, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, grant them complete shifa. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. My Allah, we promise so many people will make special dua for them tonight, my Allah. Especially those who are in hospitals, my Allah. Some are in high care, ICU, my Allah. Some are at home, my Allah. Some on the oxygen machines, my Allah. Ya Malik, kareem shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Shafi. Allahumma shfihim shifa'an la yughadiru saqama. Ya Allah, grant him complete shifa. Protect all of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect me, my Allah. Protect our families, our musallis, Ya Allah, our friends, our students, my Allah. Our mashayikh and asatiz, protect all of us from all type of bimari, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم يا الله grant accept the duas of the ummah of nabiy kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam remove the difficulty the entire ummah of nabiy kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam suffering يا الله protect all of us حاضرين غائبين سب کی دعا قبول فرما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.